Marlins and Phillies in the city of brotherly love. There's the Philly fanatic up to his usual hijinks. Rhys Hoskins would have a big night as well as the tater parade for the Phillies starts in the second.
0-1 the count. And Worley's pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep left field and way, way back. That ball is gone into the second deck. And Alfaro showing off some of that tremendous power that he has with his third home run of the season. A solo shot to make it 3-0 here in the second.
Through the air to right center field. Going back on it is Moore. It is gone! A long two-run home run for Freddy Galvis. It is now a 5-0 lead. He may not want to sit out tomorrow's game. Getting the count to no balls and two strikes. Out to right center field. That one is crushed. It is gone! Opposite field home run for Rhys Hoskins. He just may be an alien. A two-run shot, and the Phillies are on top 7-0.
Absolutely unbelievable.
In the air to left field. Cameron Perkins, welcome to the party. His first major league home run, and it's made it a 10-0 game.
Get that baseball. That ball Alfaro hit was smoked, but this ball, just as loud. Go up top, big boy. He'll get the silent treatment.
Maybe. He'll dab a little bit.
So the Phillies slug four homers as they beat the Marlins 10-0. That's 18 homers in 34 career games for Hoskins, the fastest ever, breaking the record by 11 games. It's been a fairy tale rookie campaign for Rhys Hoskins, who slugged his 18th homer in just 34 career games. But it was a unique autograph request he got mid-game that caught his attention on Thursday night.
Yeah, that was funny. Mark's a funny guy, so it's he said he was just trying to get some camera time.
He ended up getting some. He put a good spin on it.
No kidding, huh? Yeah, it was pretty cool. I think I heard a couple guys said that they thought that he was going to do it and had a bat. The couple years I played with him, he's hit lefties pretty well. So that's this is a special moment. And happy for him. Something that he'll always remember.
Too good for you to get one opposite field.
Yeah, someone said that to me a couple days ago, and I guess I just hadn't really thought about it. But, to be able to drive a ball to the opposite field, in that gap, especially with two strikes, is something that I haven't really done up here. I mean, not that I'm complaining, but, to be able to do that and know that it's still in there is good going forward.
I think that's your 10th homer with two strikes. I mean, is there anything to that? Looking for anything differently with two strikes out there?
No, not necessarily. Unless the numbers say otherwise going into the at-bat, based on the pitcher, the approach doesn't really change. It's just, like I've said before, there's just been a comfort level this year with two strikes where I feel like the pitcher has to come to the strike zone to get me out.
Phillies rookie Cameron Perkins slugged his first big league homer in Thursday's blowout win over the Marlins. Here's Perkins after the game.
It was very, it was very special. I hit it and I just kind of was in shock a little bit. I was definitely excited.
There you go. That one felt good.
Yeah, no, like you said, I've been wanting to have a cooler dumped on me since I was a little kid, so I'll take it.
Well, there it is. So you get the silent treatment, which is always a lot of fun. But did you know that you missed Mickey Morandini's hand on the way by too?
No, what I told him. I was like, I think I was in more shock than you were. So, but like I said, I've been watching Rhys do this for six weeks straight. Like it seems that easy. I should be able to do it, but no, it's definitely a dream come true.
Yeah, talk a little bit about this dugout, this clubhouse. Tonight was kind of a microcosm of the way it's been over the last couple of weeks. You guys having a lot of fun down there, putting up a lot of runs on the board. It's been fun to be a part of.
Yeah, and stopping them from putting up runs. Like when you get up 9-0 and then, Thompson's able to go 5+ and bullpen just come in like that and shut it down. It's easy, a lot easier to hit when you're seeing their back of their bullpen and we're just continually putting it on and not giving them a chance to get a hit. It's definitely fun baseball to be a part of and it's fun baseball to watch.
Here's Philly skipper Pete Mackanin talking about Jake Thompson's solid outing on the mound.
Well, that was fun. Good to see Thompson pitched a pretty good game. He threw a little bit too many pitches, but didn't give up a run, obviously, and had 6 strikeouts, 4 walks. Did a good job, and our bullpen continues to do a good job. They did fantastic. Milner continues to impress. He looks very good, and Pinto came in and got that double play ball. That was good to see, and good to see Yaxi Rios get out there and get some work. We started it off with 2 runs on a wild pitch and a pass ball, which I'd rather not talk about, but I'd rather talk about the second inning where Alfaro hit that bomb, obviously, and Freddie hit that 2-run dinger. Hoskins hit another one, blah, 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 blah about Hoskins. You know, it's the typical. And Perkins got his first home run, which was also well hit. Cesar, 4 hits, Freddie a couple. J.P. Crawford got that RBI, 2 RBI single, made some really nice plays at third base. He really looks like a good defensive player no matter where you put him. Who else? Williams has a 12-game hitting streak continuing. So great series, great night for the Phillies.
Do these kind of wins feel different when it's the young guys that are kind of the catalysts offensively doing it?
Yeah, Megan, it feels great. I mean, you can see it. There's a spark of energy that entered our lineup, and we added the 2 guys, Williams and Hoskins, and they've really provided a real, once again, a spark to the entire team. It lengthens out the lineup, and everybody's competing now. They're responding and playing with a lot more energy.
Hoskins, that was his first one the other way.
Yeah, somebody, I think Ryan asked me before the game if he had hit a home run to right field or if he could, and he hit one.
You gave him the sign for that?
Yeah, I gave him the sign. Yeah, enough about Hoskins. Jeez.
Did you get his autograph last night?
I got 2 balls signed by him. Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
Sell them on eBay. No. No, it's fun to watch.
How impressive was that Alfaro home run?
He hit that ball well. I thought it was going to go in that catwalk above that upper deck. He really launched that ball. He's got that kind of power. So does Williams and so does Hoskins. Joseph's got that kind of power. Rupp has that kind of power potential. We've got some guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. It's good to see him doing it.
The Phillies host the A's in a 3-game series that begins on Friday.